All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Wow. 2 weeks in a row.
We haven't done, this is a new streak. How many weeks in a row can we do the podcast?
Yeah, I may not be able to do it next week too. I was supposed to know today, but I'll know tomorrow.
Well, I want to give you a heads up and let the listening audience know. Obviously, we're going to take a little break come the holidays, like towards the end of the year, but it'll be tough to record the way just Christmas and New Year's fall. So let's try to get at least a couple in the month of early December and see how that goes. So how have you been, B-Lo? What's going on in your life? Before we get to the streak, I want to. How are you doing? Well, you know, usually we open up with the streak, but are we going to do a fourth bit? Is it possible to do B-Lo goes to the gym?
I'm considering talking about some stuff that's been going on. But
I'll give you a moment to think about that. I got a lot of talk.
But the other thing I do want to talk about, man, is I've been sleeping like horse shit.
Well, let's get to the streak. Then we'll give everybody the update on that too.
I don't want to.
You and I were going back and forth
anymore.
Why? Let's drive it into the ground until we get 405 days, and then we'll retire on top. So the streak, B-Lo and I trying to beat our record.
You know, hold on. I got a question though for a minute. Speaking of that, I was going to say because Snapchat's for children. Do you remember my whole story without giving too much detail about the Bitmojis? About not using Bitmojis and like
yes.
In the text message. Tonight I went out and I met someone for a coffee and we were talking about something and I said, oh, because I sent a message to someone earlier and they said they weren't getting my Bitmojis. And they said to me,
you're a grown man having this conversation? Did you get my Bitmojis?
Wait, and they said, you send Bitmojis? And I said, yeah, why? You don't? They said, no, because I'm an adult. I said, well, I said, I'm efficient. I can send a Bitmoji and it can mean a sentence.
Talk about
my life going from polar opposite to polar opposite, from polar opposites to you don't put Bitmojis in your text message to you put a Bitmoji in your text message.
Well, I had this conversation with my girlfriend last night at dinner and I was like,
about my Bitmojis?
No, about the B-Lo. The co-host, the world's greatest co-host on the show, and then the B-Lo off the show. And it's just like, you know, the B-Lo on the show is there. He's, you know, he's composed, has his shit together, gives me all this advice. There's things he's willing to talk about. Then there's the B-Lo off the fucking show. The guy that I know on the Snapchat streak. And that's a whole different other B-Lo.
I'm the same B-Lo. Trust
me. My ass.
I give the advice. I am very
altogether. We're going to get into the worlds colliding, B-Lo, one day on this podcast. We will.
I want to. When are we getting together with your girlfriend?
It's the holidays.
Damn mermaid. I sit on the toilet and I give birth to you.
Do you remember all these little silly things you used to say?
I did. I created a character, but I also had that conversation with her last week too. What we're going to call her on the podcast. So I was like, let B-Lo run with that. So if it's mermaid or Ariel.
Damn mermaid, I see you have a fin. Why don't you open it up and let me in?
You're saying this, though. The audience doesn't know what that is. So that's how, again, let's tie it into the streak. B-Lo and I got the streak going by me really doing these crazy
fucking characters. Which is 57 days, by the way. 57 days. Is my static cleaned up? You know, I did a little quick mic check before I started recording, something you should do.
Yeah. Well, I test everything, so it takes sometimes a little longer to get on here. But now I got my time management skills on point with the podcast. But at least I don't come in staticky. Anyway, B-Lo and I started the whole Snapchat streak, busting each other's balls with all the voices when Snapchat was in its prime. And then when we did it, I started doing all these different type of characters and these voices. So one of the characters I did was a nursery rhyme character, and I would give names to certain people. And then B-Lo will go back and forth, and I would bust his balls, and that's where the rhyming voice you just heard, where that's coming from. So B-Lo's trying to flip it on me now with my girlfriend. You haven't done that in a snap, though. You haven't really come back with a rhyme on the snap on the toilet.
You know, I haven't done it. And you know what? Look, I am like leaning up big time. You haven't seen that. Look, I look good.
I'm very proud of you.
You know what? Speaking of which, you need to get one of these right here. This is a Rocket Book, and I'll send you all the links on Amazon. I have everybody buying these. I bought this. This is a reusable notebook, right? Do you like to take notes and write notes? I bought a little binder, right, for it. It fits in. You can put stuff, put a little pen here. It has a little pen, and you flip it, and it's a notebook, right? You can write in it. right?
We should get them to sponsor us.
It's great. And then you can take your notes and you can take your phone and take a picture of it. It has OCR and you can upload it to like OneNote. You can email it. Like you can send it all to different sources. And then you can even have like, you can mark on a page. Did we talk about this? And each page.
No, you show me some snaps. Source. I am.
The best thing I ever bought. And I'm used to carrying it around because I take a lot of notes and stuff. But, you know, it's probably one of those things like, you know, it's going to take me 400 years to use it to make up for the amount of energy that it used or the amount of paper that I'm going to save. But it's actually pretty nice because then it takes the pictures. It goes into my – I have it going into OneNote. So anything I take notes for work or whatever.
Well, that's great for you and people that take notes. I don't – me, everything's up here. Even in college, I don't take a lot of notes. The only time I jot notes
– I used to be that way too, my friend, until I get a little bit older. I'm just telling you. I used to have a photographic memory. And I could remember like everything. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
For me – even in college and people at the office, when they see me in meetings, they know my work and stuff. I never take notes. It all stays in my head. When I'm writing a script, when I'm creating a character, when I'm creating a story, or I'm creating a plot line, a scene, I do take a lot of notes. And then obviously I turn them over to index cards. That's not building my script. That's the only time I ever jot down notes. The rest of the stuff just stays up there. So maybe it's something when I get back into writing another script treatment, which I've been dabbling in that arena yet again. I have to get back to that. Maybe I'll look into that. You can send me some information. But we didn't finish up the whole snap. So 57 days. Again, I have to give people the update because my girlfriend and I are 6 days ahead of the streak still. We're at 63 days, but a new streak. Bilo and I have recorded the podcast 2 weeks in a row. So make that a new streak.
I think we should be able to do it next week as well. Is somebody behind you? Did somebody just walk behind you? Is somebody there?
Don't say that.
I thought I just saw somebody walk behind you.
Are you out of your mind?
No, seriously. I saw a dark shadow walk behind you. Is your girlfriend?
That's not funny. No, I'm here by myself.
That's not funny. I saw a person walking behind you.
Well, I am.
You get shanked tonight. That would be great. This would be like, make sure you get this podcast up before you get shanked, because then it will be like the last tribute to you.
You make sure that you call the police if you see anything else.
What am I going to say? 911, I saw a dude get killed? No. I'm going to like, grab that recording, put it on TV.
No, I would like to say, can you still hear me?
No, you're very far away. Well, what are you crawling on the floor?
Tigger would come running out if there was somebody in there. Okay. Find my shadow that you saw across in the back.
You need to get cameras in that house of yours.
Now you have me tripping because I've seen horror movies that end like this.
That's what it's like. It's like you're on the you know, the computer on the video, and there's like a guy who's going to come up behind you, and like, it's okay.
It's okay because I'm the one that's dying, not you.
And you know what? I can sit here, like, and I can see it, like, live, and there's zero chance of me getting hurt.
You're a really good fucking friend. You know that?
Listen.
Bilo, if somebody's going to try to get the drop on me, I'll take a life before that, if my life ever gets taken. You know that.
There's 7.2 billion people in this world. I can find another friend.
That's nice, but can you find the world's greatest host to go with your co-hosting abilities? Back to that. So 57 days for our streak, 63 days for the streak of my girlfriend and I, Mermaid and I, whatever we're going with, and 2 weeks straight of recording the podcast. So that's the update. Now, I know I want to, you know, keep this moving at a fast tempo. I have, as we pivot over to Strictly Dickly, actually before you Strictly Dickly, because I only joke about this, do we want to do the fourth bit? Do you have another gym story? Bilo goes to the gym, the continuing streak, a continuing bit. Do you have a gym story?
Man, you know what? I do. There's always a gym story. The gym is the best place for stories. And it's like I said, it's not, I spend an hour and a half in the gym a day, so it's not like I spend my whole life there, right? Mm-hmm.
What? Is that the old age kicking in? What are you doing? You're seeing things. You're forgetting things. You're killing me,
no,
man.
No, I was at the gym, and I was working out. And one of the things that irritates me the most about the gym is two things: one, not wiping shit down when you're done, and two, not putting stuff back in the appropriate spot. Right.
By that, like the right size plate, the right size dumbbell.
Well, the plates aren't really, I keep all the plates together. Like if it's, you're picking up a 45, you put the 45s with the 45s. You're picking up a 25, you put the 25 with the 25s. You put the 10s with the 10s, the 5s with the 5s. Some people put friggin' a 45, a 10, a 25, a 45. And I'm just like, what is this? It's the dumbbells, right? You know, the rack. My gym has, fortunately, my gym has a ton of dumbbells. I like that. Some gyms don't have many. I'm actually a big fan of my gym.
What's the highest weight your gym goes up to?
You think I lift that much?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm just curious because some gyms do cut it short, but then there's some ones like...
No, my gym's over 100. It's over 100 because I've done like 110. So it's... I know they go over that. I'll look tomorrow and I'll let you know.
Because yeah, my building gym only goes up to 95.
Building gyms suck. Usually building gyms only go up to 50.
I know.
I haven't seen a building gym go above 50.
Yeah.
But I think because this rack, it starts at 80. So that would be... 80, 85, 90. Yeah, it goes like 110, 150, 120, I think.
All right, so your pet peeve is that if you pull a 75-pound dumbbell, put it back in the 75-pound dumbbell space.
And my gym has the little numbers, right? It's not like one of those, some gyms you go to, like they have two sets of racks. They have like the big weight, the big room rack, and the little workout room. Like I told you about, they have the workout room back rack in the back, which is a great room, the way they set it up. But that's the one that has like those other little like rubber type weights with a metal handle instead of like the solid weights, right? The little like, those don't have a rack on it. But this one has like, you know, 20, 25.
And but when you say the number, it tells you where to place it, the number.
Yes, it does. Like it's like room for two. And like if it's a 10-pound weight, there's a 10 in the middle, right? And then the 10s go on each side, you know, 15, they go up by fives, right? And then unless it's the lower weights, because I think the lower weights, they go like 5, 7.5, 10, 12.5, 15.
2.5.
Then they go up by fives. Yeah. Well, they have the 2.5 pounds over there. Yeah, they do have 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, they do. I see.
Why would you put a 5 and a 7.5? But anyway...
I mean, that ain't even your little number. It's just common sense. It goes from lightest to heaviest. But if you have a number to guide you.
I was working out the other day, and I inadvertently put the weights in the wrong spot. Like, I was completely zoned out. And it is my biggest.
You were the guy that you complain about.
Yes, I was. I was so embarrassed. And I was so embarrassed because some woman came up to me.
She called you out on it?
Right. She called me out on it. Not only did she call me out on it, but she got right in my face and she like tapped on my shoulder. I almost punched. You don't do that to somebody. Like, and then she looked at me. Miss Gummy. And raunchy ass breath.
Oh.
Right in my face.
So let me get this straight. Now. All right, let me flip it on you. This is Strictly Dickly. Pivot it over to Strictly Dickly from your little gym bit. Don't be honest. If she was an attractive woman, would you have been more, like, physically attractive? You don't know her personality. Would you have been more receptive to her saying that to you? Like, would you have been like,
she actually has a very, she's a competition bikini model.
Ah.
But. Over 50, which is still good, but it's just her breath and her voice in my face just was not good.
So what was your response?
I actually was very embarrassed because that is the peeve of mine. I was just talking about getting in someone's face when you have bad breath.
And did you change it? Did you move it? Did you apologize?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I said that's why. Like, I actually felt humbled and not humbled, but I was embarrassed and shy about the incident. And it took me a long time to get over it because I was sitting there all day long. I'm going, oh God. And like, cause I even said to her, I said, I hate those people. And now I was walking around all day going, I'm that guy. Like, and somebody saw me.
You were that guy. You were that fucking guy. I'm gonna remember this forever now. But that actually ties into a story I was about to share here tonight, which again, we didn't pre-plan this at all. So one of the topics for Strictly Dickly I wanted to talk to you about is like you and I, we talked about this in the podcast. We are both pretty well-mannered in general when it comes to like, you know, being respectful to women, towards anyone. I think we do a pretty good job at that. So I went to work the other day. I was walking into my office. I have a couple of levels of doors I have to go through before I get upstairs to my office. So I was coming in off the street, and there was a woman to my left. She was definitely, she worked in my building. She was on her phone. So again, we're coming in off the street. We have like our coats on and all that too. I went to open the door. She was on her phone, sees me, and I guess at the same time decided to walk. So I'm coming in from the right. She's coming in from the left at an angle. Me being a gentleman, obviously, I pulled the door open and I hold the door open for her. I always open doors. I open doors for everyone, the elderly, the old.
I do too. I believe hold in them class. Open. I mean, I can be rude.
I'll hold the elevator door open.
Classy.
I pull the chair out for my girlfriend all the time. I do stuff like that. Again, I'm not looking for anything back.
Yeah.
But in this rare instance, and you tell me, you know, what you would look for here. I open the door. She comes in, still on the phone. So walks right by me, goes inside, gone. Now, when they do that, when somebody does that, comes through, again, I don't care if you're on the phone. If you're on the phone in the middle of a conversation, I couldn't tell what type of conversation it was. Okay, maybe you can't say thank you out loud. Maybe you can't say thank you. Let's just say that. You could still say thank you, but let's just pretend you're on the phone and can't say thank you. How about a nod or multiple
I would
words,
do,
thank you?
I've done stuff like that where I was doing something and I'm just like, you wave. Yep. You know, some sort of gesture to acknowledge it. No, you always have to say please and thanks.
I didn't get a single gesture. I didn't get a word. I didn't get any sort of acknowledgement to my kind act. Now, again, being a little bit older,
you just said you do it because you don't want anything.
Exactly, but the acknowledgement is appreciated. I'm not saying I'm expecting it, but it's appreciated. So if I'm doing something like that with my man, a little common courtesy back would go a long way. So like any other person, maybe they would be triggered and not do that again. I'm going to continue to open doors, hold doors open. But the part of me, again, inside, I wouldn't have done that for a guy. I feel like saying, I didn't say it, but on the phone, like, you couldn't say thank you? What? No thank you? What? No fucking thank you? Part of me wanted to say that. So would that be wrong? Obviously not that way. Like,
no, that's rude. In that type of case, like, I'm the same way. I do things because I don't want anything for it. And then you go by the reaction. If some people almost kind of expected, but you could also say, oh, you're welcome.
That's awesome. You know,
you don't have to be passive aggressive. You don't have to be an ass. You can be polite. You can be passive aggressive and say, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah. Again, part of me is like, am I a personal fucking doorman? You know, like, again, you don't want to go on that road, but I feel like there should be some sort of acknowledgement anytime.
No, you know what? I told you, did we talk about this? You need to read, I told you, the settle out of not giving a fuck.
It's not bothering me. It's just the fact of the matter is.
It's bothering you. You're talking about it on a podcast.
I have to bring it up because as gentlemen who we are, again, you're not doing it for the satisfaction. It's the acknowledgement. This should be some
I do
sort
it
of
for the satisfaction. I don't do it for the acknowledgement. I do it because it's a proper thing to do.
I'm going to make a mental note of that. Next time you and I are out in public, out in the wild, and that happens, I want to see your reaction when you don't get that acknowledgement. I'm just going to pay attention and see what you do.
Pay attention. I will be very nice and calm, and I'll say, you're welcome, or let me get that door for you, or something like that. I will not say anything else.
Well, with that said, though, is there a different level of manners, like somebody you don't know as opposed to somebody you do know or are more attentive to, more caring about? No. Is there like a level? I see myself with people in my life a little more attentive than a stranger in the wild. Like there's levels to, I don't know, manners, I would say. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No. I mean, no. I mean, I'm not going to go pull out a chair for anybody, number one. But if I were to do that for my girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever I have at the time. Speaking of, did you see?
Hold on. Let's get back to that. You never pulled out a chair for a girl, a date, a woman? You don't pull out the chair? We just talked about fucking me wanting acknowledgement. You, a grown-ass man, never pulled out a fucking chair for a lady? This explains why you put the fucking dumbbells back where they don't belong. Because you don't give a fuck.
I'm very nice to women. I'm very respectful of women. I'm very respectful of people. But just because I don't pull a chair, it doesn't. I open the door for people.
But why do you draw the line at that? I'm just curious. That natural reaction, you just don't do it?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Me neither. I mean, this is something I just learned about you.
I do, because I hold the door for people. I'll open the door for people. I'll carry stuff for people. You know, sometimes some women, you know, will say I can carry it myself, and or some women will open the door. I've also gone out with some people, and they don't think that, you know, they don't want to be treated like that. They just want to say whoever gets to the door first opens it up, which may be the case. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I think sometimes it does depend upon who you're with. The other thing is, now I get a question. Are you, what?
Let me get a gauge of, you know, what you do. You're on an airplane. You're putting your stuff into the overhead. Obviously, you know, you're walking up. You're putting yours in there first, and you see a woman with her bag. Regardless if you know whether or not she's strong enough or physically able to do it, regardless of age, do you offer, or are you happily like wait for them to ask you? Would you just like, oh, can I get that for you? Would you do that?
Listen, you pack the bag, you carry the bag. No.
Do you say that on the plane? Excuse me, man. You pack the fucking bag. You carry the fucking bag. Get out of my way.
Everybody, some lady struggling, trying to fit it in the thing. And then you see me sitting there, you know, that I can pick up the bag and just like.
No problem.
And I'm just like yawning, stretching. No, I will help some. I have helped people if they're struggling or they haven't had lifted over, because I do know that sometimes, you know, I say you pack the bag, you carry the bag. It depends. Like if you're going hiking or something like that. But I'm saying, I do know the people are traveling that maybe, you know, they're carrying a little extra weight in their suitcase. Mm-hmm. That's not because they packed it or, you know what I'm saying? There's other reasons. So if somebody cannot do it or they look like they're struggling, I'll do it. But it's also, I like to help those who like to help themselves. And they don't expect other people to do things for them. So if you're struggling or whatever, and some people have asked me before, like I've had people say, hey, excuse me, this bag's kind of heavy. Do you think you can help me? I don't want to drop it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm okay with that type of stuff too. I mean, it's, you know, the other people who kind of like swing themselves around, they bang into everybody and they
say, yes. Those annoying sons of bitches.
So yeah, I mean, there's no shame in asking for assistance, and there's no shame in helping somebody who needs assistance. But thinking about this,
okay, you had a question.
I don't know how many people really care about this, but if two people come to a door and one's going in and one's going out, who goes first?
The person coming out. You hold the door.
Because that time. Actually, because I think about that, because there's some people at the gym, like I open the door to go out, and they just like barge right in. They won't even.
No, they're supposed to move away to let you out.
Yeah, the way the door is opening, if I push it open, they can actually pull it and hold. I pull it, and like if the door is coming out, like it's swinging out and somebody's coming through it, I'll hold it open on the outside. They can walk through it, and then I'll go.
I'll push, spin around, and hold it for them to go in if I'm coming out. You know what I mean? If I'm going in and I'm pulling, that's the whole thing. If you push in to move out, step aside, I get out first, but I hold it for you. Then I go. So technically you get in before me. If I'm pulling already and you're exiting and already have it open for you, go ahead, go. Then I go. That's how I handle it. In the push-pull motion, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's the rules. Is that the question? Is that what you had?
I want more gym stories. Yeah. I went out. Hey, I found a sushi place on Saturday up here. I had to go back again because I had a couple of vodkas before I went. And I
realized, let me ask you this. Speaking of sushi, because we went out last night for dinner. And this place isn't known for their sushi, but I mean, like, it isn't a sushi place, but they do have decent sushi rolls that you could get off to the side or as an appetizer.
Where'd you go? Hannaford's?
No, Earl's. We went to Earl's in the Pru. So Earl's, they got it's a different menu. Have you ever been to any Earl's? We got one in the Pru. There's a few around. I don't know if they got them in the country you live in, but Earl's inside the Prudential. We went that day of the incident of when I had a shakedown to get my money. That was Earl's. Remember we went across
the street? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's where that's what I was remembering the name, across the street.
Yep. So we went there for dinner last night, and I got a Santa Fe chicken salad. Again, wasn't my cheat night, but I'm with her, so I'm more open to that. I did have a glass of wine, which you would appreciate. Cabernet, ever since Napa, all I have is Cab now because I don't fuck with Pinot Noir because they're not true Pinot Noirs. So I drink Cabernet a lot more now when I do go out. And to complement my salad, I got a sushi roll. So here's a couple things. Actually, no, I got a couple questions. One, have you or would you, because they make everything pretty good, get sushi for a non-sushi restaurant like I did? Two, what do you think about the rolls? Most places wrap it in pieces, cut it in pieces of six. Earl's cuts it in eight. So how do you feel about the amount of sushi rolls? Like, what's the standard? I think the standard is 6. And would you get sushi in a non-sushi place? Bino?
I'm very particular about sushi.
I know you are.
So I will not, probably not get sushi in a place that's not a sushi place unless somebody can vouch for it that I trust with my intestines.
So if I vouch for it, because it is pretty decent, you would try it if we went to Earl's? If I said, hey, it's just pretty good sushi?
If you are a person that I trust with my
intestines. You trust me with your intestines? And also, what is the standard for a roll?
I don't go by the number of rolls because it depends. Because there's lots of different types of rolls. You have the inside-out rolls. You have the nigiri rolls. You have specialty rolls. Some rolls, so if you're talking like a nigiri roll, I think they're usually 6. If you're talking a specialty roll, then it depends on the specialty roll.
This was spicy tuna.
Yeah, but is it just a straight spicy tuna nigiri?
Straight spicy tuna.
Is it a seaweed wrap? What is it?
No seaweed wrap.
There's a lot of different things you have here, son.
Straight spicy tuna.
The little tiny ones. The little tiny ones you're going to get 8. The little tiny ones.
No, this is big. It's thick. It's big. So that's why I want to show this to you one time. And it's quality, surprisingly.
I have to come down there. So speaking of this, I have a question for you. So I am like the sushi, like I have my chopsticks.
Yeah.
I have my little thing with the soy sauce. I don't use any. What's the green shit again? Oh, damn. I can't.
Ginger?
No, I love ginger.
Wasabi?
Extra ginger. Wasabi. I don't eat wasabi. I know there's wasabi and some specialty rolls and stuff like that, but I'm not one.
That you're no sushi expert. You have to have wasabi. You have to have wasabi.
Wasabi is just spice on top of it. I like the sushi with the soy sauce. And I get the specialty rolls that some have wasabi in it. But if I just have like a regular roll, I'm not going to put it on there. So I went out for sushi the other day.
The best sushi place ever.
I remember this now. I didn't remember it until right this moment.
Your fucking mind is going.
Somebody used their fingers to pick up a piece of sushi.
No! I don't know who this person is or what they are to you. I don't care if they're a blood relative, somebody you knew for 40 years, or somebody you just met off the street. Never speak to that person again. Who the
you know
fuck
what?
Would use their fingers
to I do that? Just remembered that, and I think I'm going to follow your advice.
That speaks levels of that person, of who they are, what they look like. I don't know what their home looks like, what they keep their car, their fingers, their health, their hygiene.
One, you got two things with me. Two things with me. You were talking to a guy who eats pizza with a fork. You're talking to a guy who eats french fries with a fork. There is no finger licking coming on this body.
You know what? You are right. And I forgot to tell you this. You definitely need to hang out with my girlfriend more often. I forgot to tell you this. I don't know how this slipped. Because I told her how I used to bust your balls. I don't think she mind me saying this. The way she was raised. She eats everything with a fork and a knife. Like you. Like fucking pizza, french fries. And the way I used to bust your balls, obviously it's different. I don't bust hers. You, I used to be me with a fork. Her, no. And she doesn't like biting things on the bone. I'm like, holy shit. I go, you're
I don't
pretty
eat
much like
Mila. On the bone.
I know.
And I eat nachos. You get a plate of nachos, I put the nacho between the fork and I pick it up.
That's just fucking nuts. Anyway, though, you clean.
But now I just remembered that. That's like.
So picked it up, put it in their mouth, or picked it up and also dipped it in the soy?
I think they dipped it in the soy. I'm going to cry.
Was it a community soy? Was it your soy? Or did they have their own soy?
There's no community. Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I don't know. What was the situation?
Community soy. What type of places do you eat at? I get my little bowl.
So they use your bowl too?
No. That would be this. I don't care who you are. You're getting a backhand. You touch my soy sauce.
I was about to say that deserves a punch in the fucking throat.
I mean, I pick up rice with my chopsticks. Oh, not that.
I never seen this. Who the fuck are you hanging around with? Cavemen? Aborigines?
I have a feeling it might have been an Aborigine now.
That's fucking nasty.
What's the definition of that? I want to use that. Look up. Make sure we use that.
Those are the people out in the bush in Australia. Aborigines.
Yeah, but an Aborigine isn't.
They're like a Neanderthal, but from they still live in that lifestyle. I'm curious, Ged. What's the definition? No, I'm pretty intelligent.
So I, man. So now I have to.
But back to that. So one of the things, one of the many things I love about my girlfriend, she is so fucking clean. She's always carrying around, not just on vacation, like when we're out on a date, she always has the hand sanitizer. And before we go to eat or whatever we do, she's always giving me a squirt. I appreciate
that.
She and
I are going to be best friends because you know how I am. The term Aborigine and Aboriginal are used in reference to people that inhabited a given region before colonization by a foreign power. The terms are used particularly in association with former British colonies in the 19th and 20th century. And the U.S. terms Native and Native American are preferred. So, no, I didn't hang out with an Aborigine. I hung out with an uncivilized fucking cave person.
We're going to use that. Anytime somebody's uncivilized, is that a fucking, what are you, an Aborigine?
So,
nobody would use that.
So, yeah, I just thought, man. I'm like, I'm just hurt now.
That's bothering me, and I wasn't there to
now
see
I'm
that.
Thinking, like, what did the guy behind the fucking counter think? So we sat at the bar, right? I sat at the bar. You know how they have the sushi chef, right? The sushi bar. Some place, it was this place where they have a nice sushi bar, but I wanted to get a drink.
So you were in front of the sushi chef, like who puts all the pride in their work.
Hold on, please.
That's even worse.
It was a little blurry of a day, okay? It's coming back to me now as we're talking about it. I was one seat over.
Okay.
So I wasn't in front of the sushi chef because he probably would have ginsued me, justifiably so.
Yes, what I mean. But could he see? Could he see you dining?
Yes. And then the bartender guy. Now I'm thinking, like, I can never go back to this place again because they probably, I'll walk in and they'd be like.
No, they're going to bounce their balls off the fucking sushi because of what you did. Even
they
the person
even
you
serve
with.
Me. They won't even serve me.
Again, you know my policy. We had our mutual friend. You are the company you keep. Whoever you bring to places, if they do something wrong, disrespectful, like put a fucking drink on your fucking bookshelf for some reason thinks it was from IKEA, even though you've never been to IKEA, and they put a stain on it, guess what happens? That motherfucker is banned for life out of your fucking house, and then you reprimand them with a 2-year ban too before you allow them back into your house.
You need to get over that. That was like in 1992.
It was 2011. And I would never get over that shit. I remember the day fondly. It was my birthday, as a matter of fact. So how could I forget that?
We have to get together.
I know. You bring this up on the podcast all the time. The audience doesn't give a fuck when you and I see each other. They just want to hear this shit. We will get together.
Dude, I don't
you need
care.
To leave. You need to leave fucking Afghanistan.
Imagine the stories we could have if we went out.
Imagine if we finally did what we always said we're going to do. You and I in the same room doing a live podcast side by side.
With some vodka, that'd be great.
Oh, for you, whiskey for me. All right, I want to pivot over to another Strictly Dickly topic, and I think this is one, and then we'll get into B-Lo and T get topical because I don't want to go that long. But one other topic, and I think you'll have a lot of input, a good perspective. I'm actually asking you for your advice. It's been a long time, but I've never been in a serious enough relationship during the holidays of someone that I would say, this is my girlfriend, this is the relationship I'm in, this is something I bring around to my family. Now that that's happening, it's the holidays. What do you think should be the proper approach to gift giving? So for instance, I'm a pretty good gift giver, but I only do it in my inner circle. I always give really good gifts, expensive gifts. I do something really nice. It's always for me. My girlfriend is a very caring, big heart, very giving, compassionate person. She wants to give gifts as well. She doesn't want to be like, well, just, you know, she doesn't want me to put her name on stuff as well. She's thoughtful, wants to do stuff. What is the proper protocol of like giving gifts in, should there be a protocol? How should I approach my gift given now that I'm in a relationship? And also, should I expect differently from people? Because for instance, my sister and I had a conversation last week where all the family's out to dinner after my mom's mass. And she was like, what do I do for Mermaid? What do I do for her this year? What do I give her? And she was like, I go, I don't know. I go, I give you and my brother-in-law, you know, really nice gift cards to restaurants in Boston. She goes, I can't do that. She goes, the only reason we go to these restaurants is because you give us the gift cards. She goes, there's no way I'm going to go to a place first. And she goes, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, you know, she likes things. And my niece is like, well, I know what she likes, blah, blah, blah. But what do I do in this situation? It's fairly new to me. What is your advice to me? Giving and receiving.
I have a couple pieces of advice. Christmas is very tough, and this is why I like Thanksgiving is the best holiday, because all you do is you get together to eat, drink, be happy, and be merry. Gift giving is extremely difficult because there's a lot of pressure behind it. I think
it's the first Christmas too. So you want to have a set of good pressure.
How long have you guys been together now?
By Christmas time, it'll be almost 8 months. Regardless of the time, though, it's very serious. We met each other's families, best friends. We know where we're going in this relationship. So,
yeah.
It's okay if you don't have any advice to give, but I mean, I would appreciate
it. No, I have a lot of thoughts in my head on this. I'm just trying to think of how to properly articulate them to where they sound appropriate. One, I think that somebody should give a gift that they feel like giving, period. I don't think that people should give a gift and feel awkward or give a gift or also feel like they expect they should give someone a gift because everybody has different means, everybody has different thoughts. Like even like with me personally, I prefer gifts that are like provide more thought in them. Yeah. Like if somebody writes a card to me and gives it to me versus somebody, you know, going and just buying a gift card and throwing it a card. Again, not to say this is not what you do that's not appropriate because there are like, you know, buying a gift card and giving it to a kid, for example, they love it. Or
speaking of cards, this is for our 6 months and I got a little gift too, but I'm not going to reveal it. But because of how we met, look at the card I got.
I see it. That's funny. I don't even remember that whole thing.
Oh, she remembers.
I don't know if you guys should be giving gifts together. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a bottle of wine or something like that. Like, because again, there are those types of things. This is the time of year I'll buy like 4,000 bottles of wine. Everywhere I go, I'll have a bottle of wine and give it to somebody. But maybe if you guys give a little bag or something like that, then it might be appropriate. But if you're going to buy like your sister a gift, I think it should be from you. Because that's like the family, that's the type of thing. And then your girlfriend should do something else and maybe get them a little bottle of wine or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like that, you understand what I'm trying to say? And I'm not trying to, I'm just saying because it's a totally different thing. Like that whole joint gift thing, it depends. Now, if it's like to another friend, like if you guys were to come visit me, for example, and you wanted to give me a Christmas gift, don't ever fucking do that. Don't ever give me a gift. You can come see me.
I can visit you.
I wasn't saying don't come give me.
I would never show up to your house empty-handed. It wouldn't be a Christmas gift. You know me. Again, I never show up to your house empty-handed.
Well, that's, excuse me, I just mean to cough again. But that's what I say to everybody. Like, I always buy all these bottles of wines. If you come over here in my bar area, I have like little tags because I always will go somewhere. And it's not say like it's boilerplate, oh, you don't care, you don't put, no. It's I'm caring enough to say if I'm coming over to your house, I'm bringing a bottle of wine.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's a conscious thing. It's not to say I took the easy way out. But to go with what I'm saying is, if you're going to buy something for your immediate family or your family, at this point in your relationship, you do what you're going to do, period. If she would like to get them something, she's not obligated to, mm-hmm. she should get them something along the bottle of wine, you know, bottle of vodka, depends on who it is, right? Or maybe if they want like, you know, a little bag of like, you know, gourmet snacks or something like that, she should do something like that. Not into the whole like I'm gonna buy them a microwave oven or something like that. on the flip side, your family
the receiving
going to give gifts on the receiving. To answer your sister's question, it should be your sister should get a gift for you, which is you. That should be the nice gift or whatever. And then for you and your girlfriend, she should probably get them the similar type of thing: a bottle of wine and some snacks, or a bottle of wine and I hate to say the word gift card, but a gift card or a bottle of wine and a little like bag of crackers and cheese or something like that is what you should give somebody on a couple on the other side. If you guys get engaged, get married or something like that, then I think or living together, I think then the gift giving turns.
It's a good point.
Where it's now you still give a gift to your sister or your brother alone. They give you a gift alone. And then you can say, okay, now, sister, from us, here is not a bottle of wine and a cheese thing, which you could do, but now here's maybe something bigger, and then maybe also a bottle of wine. That is B-Lo's advice on gift giving in a relationship.
I like that. Very similar to what I was thinking. So I appreciate that.
Now, if you have nieces and nephews, she can also give your nieces and nephew a gift card or something like that in a card that says, you know, here it has a little gift.
Yeah. No, that makes
just
sense.
To let you know. And then you should do the same thing. And don't go doing it to your gift to your niece and nephew from the two of you. It's the same type of philosophy on that. as I have on like a sibling.
Yeah, give my gift, and if she wants to do something small, she can from her.
Yes. And nobody should expect anything, nor should she feel obligated to.
I agree. That's what I keep on telling
her. That's the worst thing about Christmas is a lot of people go, oh, should I get them this? Or should I get a gift for this person? And I used to always say, you know what? Do you want to give them a gift? Give them a gift.
Yeah.
If you don't, don't.
Yeah, and I agree. And but for me, growing up, again, this is adult world, young world, people used to actually count gifts. Like, could you believe so-and-so didn't give me something? I went and got them something. Like, people used to carry that, like, hold that over your heads. And I'm like, now as adults, no. Give to who you want to give to. And if you get something, if you feel obligated to make it up to them at the same time or the next birthday or next milestone, go ahead. But it's totally – that's exactly what a gift is.
Yeah, and I don't like – I don't appreciate the people who do that gift counting or the price counting or the price matching. And I'll tell you why, because I had conversations with people. And again, it also goes with where you are in life. And I hate to monetize it. I'm not trying to monetize it. But, you know, somebody could give you a bottle of wine, a cheap bottle of wine. And because of their means, they had to work and give up. And I'll tell you where this happened, because I worked at a place before, and somebody who worked there bought me something, right? They get excited giving you something because it maybe they had to work extra, you know, 3 hours. So they had to give up something because they wanted to buy something to you to show you a level of appreciation. See, the whole gift thing is, it's appreciation, I think. Mm-hmm. It's not a gift to say, okay, well, I have the money, I'm going to buy you this, or I can't believe this, I want to get a gift back. The whole thing to me is more of like a level of appreciation. So just the fact that somebody thought enough of you to give you something, if they put, and again, this is worth me with the background for putting thought into it, it means something. So the whole counting and stuff like that, it drives me crazy when people make comments on that type
of thing. Me too.
Or, I gave this person this and they only gave me that. I've had said to people, because I've had somebody say that to me, and I'm just like, do you even know what they had to go through to get you that gift? Maybe they had to work extra. Maybe they didn't, you know, eat one night because they wanted to, you know, put a little money together to buy gifts for people. So just be appreciative and happy of who you are. That's why I hate Christmas. And that's the reason why, is it's just like,
yeah, taking the joy out of it by doing stuff like that. No, but yeah. That's good. So I know we're going a little long. I know what we're
about to pivot over to. But your girlfriend can get me a bottle of wine. I have a couple wineries that I like and some of the flavored wine. And she can bring me a pretzel with mustard.
Yeah, she's going to give you shit.
A warm pretzel.
And you're going to like it. I'm going to bring you fucking sushi. I'm going to carry it into your house in my hand and say, here you go.
I'm mortified now. I am mortified.
Too. But we got to move on to our topic, Be Low and T, Get Topical. So this topic, you and I know it's coming. We're going to have a larger podcast about it soon enough, about streaming services. But the elephant in the room, the mouse in the room, is Disney Plus is now live. It's out there. It launched yesterday, and this podcast is going up on the 14th, even though it launched on the 12th. First take, did you see Disney Plus? Did you get Disney Plus? What are your thoughts about Disney Plus? And then I'll give you my whole take on it. Let's get it out there. We'll wrap it up quickly. Disney Plus. What do you think, Bilo?
I pre-ordered it.
Okay. So you got the Disney Plus package for $6.99.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't realize about the whole bundle afterwards, because you can get Hulu and ESPN Plus with Disney Plus.
And that's what I got.
And if you buy the bundle, Disney Plus, then add Hulu and ESPN in the bundle, Hulu comes with the ad version. This is what I read. But if you have Hulu already, the paid version, and you have Disney Plus, then you get the bundle with the non-ad version of Hulu.
Ah, see, I didn't have Hulu, so I got the ad version. So I got the package. So
the silly thing is I paid for Hulu. Somebody else registered it. Had I known, I would have registered Disney Plus with their email address.
Because
that was what they were saying to me, because they were saying, well, we use Hulu. Because I'm like, okay, well, we have Netflix. We have Hulu. We have Amazon Prime. And I'm wanting to get Disney Plus because I want the Star Wars and Marvel stuff.
Same for me.
And I cannot wait to see The Mandalorian. I have not watched it yet. Yesterday, it came on. I was busy yesterday, but I did put on once I read that Star Wars came out, because they announced it yesterday. It wasn't, you didn't know. Star Wars was out in 4K. Man, I put that on my 4K TV.
I saw the snap.
Put that sound bar up, and I was like, yes. So I will watch The Mandalorian. I won't have time to watch it tonight, but I'm looking forward to seeing that.
So, all right. So we sync up here. I got to do Peaky. I promised myself Peaky season 5 first. Are you going
to
do that
first?
I have
to do Peaky as well. I have to.
All right, good, good, because we want to talk about the podcast. That said, I did the package. I got the bundle. I'm a big UFC fan. I love that I get there. Since ESPN and UFC signed that deal, you get every UFC pay-per-view that they had under the ESPN banner. So it's not like a whole archive. There's no library there. But going forward, every pay-per-view will now be on ESPN Plus. That's why I got that, because I love that. I love UFC. Been a big fan for the longest time. Hulu, I could give two flying fucks about, but I like that I have access to it now. It is the ad version. But Disney Plus itself, my initial reaction, got home last night, set up on the smart TV. My girlfriend and I sitting there. I did not know, and I did a lot of research, I did not know they would bring it back and remastering like an X amount of movies to start. So you did realize, and I'm sure you did because you do your research, there's only going to be so many to start, and then they're going to add more and more and more. So I was surprised at like about 25 titles that are now 4K HD Ultra. I was like, holy shit. One of the first things we put on, because I just wanted to test it out, was Roger Rabbit. That came out when I was 10 years old. To see that in 4K Ultra is pretty cool. Star Wars, like you, I wanted it for Marvel. Marvel, not all the movies are there. Infinity War is not there yet, which is odd. And for Star Wars, The Last Jedi is not there yet. It's Disney-owned. Did you know the reason why it didn't launch with the last Star Wars movie? So it's not there.
No, I didn't even know it. I haven't read that yet. I was excited because I want to see Endgame. I haven't seen Endgame yet. And I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. You believe that? All the times I go, because I was supposed to go with somebody.
I was disappointed in you.
And they had gone without me.
Did you notice about Star Wars? Because I was clicking around last night. It goes in chronological order. Even the cartoons, the Lego movies. You could tell the whole story. And I was like, oh my God, I could take a month off from work and just watch Star Wars.
I was like, I was sitting there, I'm contemplating, like, I have all this stuff I want to do. I want to watch Peaky Blinders. And again, it's the same type of thing. It's like all those Star Wars things I've seen 1,000 times.
Me too.
It's not like I haven't seen them. And I could just sit there and I could watch it. Star Wars is one of those things I can sit and watch every time, like it's the first time.
Same with me.
And every time.
My girlfriend has not seen a single Star Wars movie. So I'm like, oh, we got to start here.
Wait a second.
Not a single one. One. New Hope, nothing. Start to finish, nothing. Phantom Menace, the crap ones, nothing.
I'd seriously consider my relationship at this point.
But me being the movie fan, I love that I could bring that to the relationship. Like I could show her
movies. It doesn't matter.
Look, again, she has a lot of positives. I'm not going to hold her not seeing Star Wars against her. I think there's something we could do together. I got the whole fucking thing. So she also asked for my sign-on. So we got this thing where I don't give anybody my passwords for anything. Like, she's like, at what point in the relationship are you giving my passwords? I'm like, never. It's not a you thing. It's a me thing. But did you do any research on Disney Plus of how many accounts you could sign into at one time? Like, how many devices? So
it's like four. I did that, too. I looked it up. It's four streaming accounts.
Now, how does that work? So, obviously, it's on my phone with the app, and now it's on my smart TV. I'm allowed two more sign-ins, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I read that because that was one of the big things I wanted before I had it because of my situation, right? Because I pay for Netflix by the users and stuff like that. The only thing I don't like about all those services that do that is you can't create a separate login.
I know.
You can have four... You know, because it's like, okay, well, all of the billing information is under the account. You should be able to say, okay, well, you can have up to four streaming devices. The only one who does that is Comcast, by the way. Comcast allows you to have multiple accounts, and you can create a multiple account, a secondary account, and you can say has access to billing, doesn't have access to billing, right? So they get to do everything else for that account, yep. For your account. They can create a user profile, do all this other stuff. But they can't look or change your billing information. So it's the same thing like now Disney, I looked at it, you can create the profiles just like Netflix, right? You can create who's watching now so they can have their own setup, their own mm-hmm. ratings, their own everything. So you can have the driven content. But you can't say this profile can't see this information. I don't understand why they don't do that. I know they're trying to prevent the sharing and stuff like that, and they think it's going to keep it down. But if they're saying you can have up to 4 devices, does it matter if it's all the same account? No.
Well, so speaking of Comcast, they now offer, I don't know if you know, they offer Netflix as a part of like Comcast. So not just ordering, like you could just have your Netflix without paying Netflix anymore, and your Comcast offers as part of a package. So I got Netflix separately, but here's the thing, that here's the twist that doesn't offer. If you get Netflix through Comcast, you only allow that one sign on. Me paying what I pay Netflix separately allows me to have, I think, just like Disney Plus, 4 devices or at least 2. So
it depends on the account. The basic account, the HD account, which is like, I think it's $13.99 now or $12.99. I don't know. The prices change.
That's what I pay.
That gives you 2.
It's 2. So like if I got rid of that, I wouldn't be able to, like my dad wants to get a smart TV and I want to give him my Netflix whenever he does that. I'll probably give him like a Disney Plus.
Drop Comcast though, man. I'm dying for my Comcast.
I'm this close. I want all the, and they're getting there. I want all the channels
to be done.
So when all the channels offer their own streaming service, which a lot of them do by now, I will, because I got to figure out which shows I can and cannot live without, and I'll start doing that. Like here's a big loss. I don't know if you had Stars, but Comcast is dropping Stars. So I could no longer watch American Gods or Power. But if we wanted to sign up for Disney Plus last night, they're offering Stars for $5. So they partnered up with that. So I could get Stars back for another $5 a month through Disney Plus, which I found very odd. But Comcast is starting to drop channels because they're realizing they're start losing money. So we'll get to a larger conversation about this. But you and I talked about this. The future is here. We're finally going to have the ability to a la carte our services. And we don't have to be tied in to Comcast any longer. So that's coming very soon. But overall, let's close off the show. Initial reaction, are you excited about Disney Plus? Do you like what you've seen so far? Or anything you didn't like?
I am a fan. And I'm a fan. I mean, I haven't noticed anything missing. And again, you're saying The Last Jedi was in there. I didn't read anything with The Last Jedi not being on there, nor did I notice it because I was picking like friggin' Empire Strikes Back as the first
one. I went to a deep dive last night. So there's something's not there yet.
To get it. But to see the Marvel, to see the Star Wars was good. And I did hear a stat this morning because I listen to the financial news every time I go into work. And they did qualify it, though. They were very smart when they qualified it. They did the whole ratings and all this other stuff. And they said that the most popular show on Disney Plus after day one was, guess, or the most popular viewed thing.
I saw some stats on this earlier today.
Hold on. What was it?
Oh, what the hell did I see? I'm trying to think back because I saw a trend in between meetings. I saw a couple things. Obviously, I've been following all day. The stock was trading at additional $10 a share today. So it was a big boost for fucking Disney. So it was a big hit. And then it had...
Yeah, no, it went up. I was just going to tell you. It went up.
I was watching that today. Was it the High School Musical reboot?
It finished up 964.
Yeah.
No, number one thing on Disney streaming, and they said it can't be ranked based upon who was doing this or that, because it doesn't they don't have enough information for the content-driven shows and stuff like that. Simpsons.
That's crazy. I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't see that at all, actually. Yeah, I mean, I saw The Simpsons, but I didn't see that stat.
They said The Simpsons was the number one viewed show on Disney. They said, and that's what they say, and they say with all the Disney movies, all the Marvel, all the Star Wars, the number one.
And that's
one
not even Disney. They bought Fox.
On the 10, the 10 million subscribers they have day one, Simpsons.
It's also long term. I'm thinking long term. Now they're going to have the X-Men stuff in there. Eventually they're going to add more and more. FX, It's Always Sunny, FXX. This is going to grow. They're going to have one hell of an extensive library. It's already a lot now. But
I think, who was I talking to? I know who I was talking about this. It was one of the offspring.
Well, we'll get into a long-term man. We want to wrap up the show. We've been going for a little while. So initial reaction, because Hans is coming in. You like it. I like it. We'll give people updates. Don't watch The Mandalorian until we both watch Peaky 5, and we'll come back to it, and we'll talk. We'll give our review. I want them to do it now.
They're only doing one episode a week, right?
I know, one chapter a week. But by the time you and I wrap up Peaky, we'll have to binge it, you and I. So we'll give people our take. And I know the whole world will have seen it by then. But I think people come here for our take, just like we're going to do
Peaky. Yeah, I'm surprised I'm this late on Peaky, because I think that's the best show on television. I think it's better than Game of Thrones. I think it's better than anything.
And like you, we're sitting here like, I just added more and more fucking content. How am I going to watch all this shit? All right, B-Lo.
The 49ers lost. Good night.
Jimmy has a loss. I love it. That's good. I like that too. All right, brother.
Jimmy beats Tom.
Good night.
good night.
It's coming.
Hi, Hans.
I'll talk to you, brother.